Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk COVID and mandates in stores. Schenectady County has none yet, and we are seeing, at least in our region, the Delta variant making its way through the population.
We have a story today that the Niskayuna Food Co-op, a popular grocery store right in the heart of Niskayuna, has instituted a mask for all mandate. So this is a new rule that they've set out. It's in effect immediately. And so they're requiring all customers and employees who go there to mask up, regardless of whether they've been vaccinated. So we believe it's one of the first businesses in Schenectady County to do this, possibly the whole area, especially grocery stores. It is, at this point, certainly the only grocery store mandating this. According to the general manager there, this is due to this uptick in the COVID-19 cases. So Schenectady County, along with a handful of other local counties over the past couple of weeks, has creeped into this quote-unquote substantial transmission risk category as outlined by the new CDC guidelines. So the general manager there, Shannon Risley, said they decided to do this. She said to our reporter yesterday, we just want to keep everyone safe. And so we talked to a bunch of customers yesterday. Nobody seemed to mind at all. Everybody said, you know what, we realize this is for our health, and they were fine with it. And the store has masks at the door if people forget to bring their own masks or just don't have them and are surprised. Or they can get curbside pickup, too. So we'll watch to see if other stores roll these mandates out. But for now, we talked to Price Chopper, too, yesterday, and they said they're monitoring the situation, but no plans right now to do something like this.
Now let's go to Saratoga Springs, where the city council there is asking to restrict alcohol sales in bars after 2 a.m. What's going on in Saratoga Springs?
So this is an issue that's really been bubbling up in the last couple of weeks with lots of late-night arrests. Lots of late-night public drunkenness, according to the police and city officials. So the mayor made this formal proposal to ask the county board of supervisors to sponsor an effort to the state to restrict sales. So they're open till 4 a.m. now. The bars are allowed to be open, at least. And they want to draw that back and make all the bars close at 2 a.m. And they say this period of time between 2 and 4 a.m. is where they're seeing the height of the problems. The council formally approved this request to the county yesterday, and now the county will have to have some public hearings and decide whether they want to move forward with it and then appeal to the state liquor authority. So it's a process that they're going to have to go through. But the mayor is asking for this. The public safety commissioner is asking for this. The chief of police says it's necessary to do it to get it under control. So we'll watch how it unfolds.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.